is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
There Was a Farmer, a Scottish Farmer.
Oh, I'm not kidding, Mr. Sinclair. The price they want for doing jobs at the garages nowadays. I got an estimate for reconditioning my motorbike, and when I showed it to my dad, he said,
if you pay that lot, you want your head examined, and it's ridiculous.
The estimate, not my head. I'm getting a new one.
Same model or one with brains in it?
I'm getting this year's. See, they'll be giving you an estimate in a minute. But the hospital for a reconditioned sit-upon. So, even I'd been able to get off work and come on holiday to Scotland with you, I'd still rather not. No, not because I wouldn't like to. I'll miss Susan, and I hope she doesn't find somebody else in my place.
Of course not. It's all sheep at the cottage. There isn't a billy goat for miles.
Oh, but... See, I'm warning you. Mr. Sinclair, while you're up in the islands, why don't you go fishing for the Loch Ness Monster and use your Jimmy for bait?
You are listening to Basil Brush's brother, Alfie Daft as a Brush.
All right, funny boy. Look, before we go any further, I don't want any trouble with you on this trip. Not like we had last year.
What do you mean, Mrs. Clitheroe?
Well, you should remember, Alfie. We went up to the cottage in Scotland to see our relatives, Uncle Angus and Aunt Flora, and they came down here at the same time.
Hi, Alfie. You let them in here when they were stood outside in the pouring rain.
Oh, yes, Mr. Sinclair. And your brother, Agnes, and Angus, he didn't recognise me in the dark and called me some rude names in Scotch. But what did he say again?
Hoch to muck the cocky leaky muckle mickle nincompoop. You can.
What does that mean?
You're standing on my foot, you ninny. Fed up. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Oh dear, the boy is in a mood.
Oh, take no notice of him, Aunt Flora. He'll grow out of these little tantrums once he leaves his cradle and starts school.
Very funny, our ma'am. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Will you stop saying oh dear, oh dear, oh dear? I reckon, Angus, if we were to pop down now, we might catch a few.
Aye, you could be right at that, Peter.
Oh, are you two going fishing at the stream?
No, drinking at the pub.
Jimmy, that'll do.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, no, I've done that bit.
Jimmy, is there anything we can do to cheer you up?
Yes, find a giant carrier pigeon, tie me to its leg and fly me back to my pal Ozzy.
Look, we tried to find your playmate. We introduced you to a wee friend over the road, young Kirsty.
Yeah, and like a fool, I thought that was a lad's name. I was in their front room halfway through my lemonade when suddenly I saw it. A girl coming towards me. A crafty smile on her face and a hand held out. For a minute, I thought it was Mick McManus in bloomers.
Look, will you stop talking like that? Kirsty's a very nice little girl.
You what? You're joking. She put me off with the very first thing she said to me.
What was that?
Hello, funny face. Will you marry me? It's no joke.
I managed to catch the last post at the village, Mother. Alfie should get my letter tomorrow.
Ah, here she comes, Mac Susan Mac Clitheroe. You can tell she's got Scotch blood in her. She's a face like a haggis.
Oh, you be quiet. Oh, now you look cold, Susan, my dear. Come away up to the fire.
And sit on it.
One more funny remark from you and off you go to bed.
Well, I've nobody to play with, nobody to talk. talk to.
Well, you will have tomorrow, my boy. We've had a letter today from a Scottish relative who's coming to stay with us.
It was from my cousin's son, Malcolm MacDonald. You remember him, don't you, Pat? He was the one who... Oh, dear, I can smell my dumplings burning.
Well, turn off the stove, woman, and stop wasting the heat.
I'll away and prepare the food. Dinner'll be ready in 5 minutes.
I'll help you to dish it up, Flora.
Thank you. Perhaps I should go and help.
You stop here. When you get your hands on the cooking, even the gravy isn't safe.
Jimmy. You were saying, Angus, Malcolm MacDonald is coming here tomorrow. Is he still farming for a living?
Aye, over at Glenmorag. And he's still waiting for a bride, I'm afeard. Mm-hmm. You remember the first time you met him, Peter? How he was struck by Susan here.
Aye. What did you strike him for, Scragginick?
I'll give you such a smack in a minute.
Oh, that boy's tongue. It flaps away like a sporran in a strong wind. Come away to the study, Peter. We'll have a wee drink before dinner. I'll get the whiskey bottle out.
Oh, that'll be nice, Angus.
I have been keeping some parsnip wine in it.
Well, did you hear that, turnip head? Your number two boyfriend's coming tomorrow. Chattering Malcolm, the talking twit.
That'll do. There's no need to talk like that about him just because he hasn't much to say.
Hasn't much to say? The last time we saw him, he hiccuped twice, and it was 10 minutes before he said pardon.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
It's true. I remember bursting in on you when he was talking to you. You were both sat in Uncle Angus's front room having a right cosy chat. Hello again, Malcolm. Has Susan been making you laugh?
No.
You're the one with the comical jokes, brother.
Yes, but you've got the comical face.
Oh, keep quiet. I'm talking to Malcolm.
Oh, sorry if I interrupted your little chat. Oh, do carry on, Sister Dear.
It must be nice living on a farm, Malcolm.
Oh, hi.
Do you get into Glasgow very often?
Oh, no.
I suppose you watch television a lot, being way out in the...
Oh, no. I haven't a set.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you do for entertainment?
He watches the grass grow.
Jenny!
I was saving for a television, but I bought a milking machine.
Well, that might be funnier than the telly. It'll tickle the cows anyway. Malcolm, are you sitting on your sporran?
No, that was very funny. Watching the grass grow for entertainment.
Oh, we've got a right Mac Twit here.
I won't tell you again. Yes, it must be very nice living on a farm, Malcolm.
Oh, aye.
You've done that one, Susan. Now you say, do you get into Glasgow very often? Oh, no.
I'd like you to come to my farm, Miss Clitheroe.
Now, Malcolm, there's no need to call me Miss Clitheroe.
No, call her what everybody else calls her.
Oh, Susan.
No, fish face.
Look, will you get out?
You can't put me out. It's not your house. I wish you could take her on your farm, Malcolm. She'd be company for the goat.
I've nae got a goat.
Well, she could do the cooking.
My mother cooks for me.
I don't mean for you, I mean for your 70 pigs.
Don't you poke fun at Susan. I won't have it. Do you hear? I won't have it.
I'm telling you, Susan, he's heard you here, and he's coming to marry you. He's gone off the pigs.
Thank you.
Well, Malcolm, it's grand to see ye. Did he have a good trip over this morning?
Oh, aye.
And what time did you leave the farm this morning, Malcolm?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock this morning?
Aye, I overslept.
Well, it's nice to see you again, isn't it, Jimmy?
Hi.
Jimmy, are you here on holiday, Malcolm?
No.
I thought so. He knows when he's not enjoying himself.
Shut up, lad.
I mean, you can see he's not. You what?
Boys should be seen, not heard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words! That's the longest sentence he's said since he arrived here and couldn't find the bathroom.
If only that were true of you. You've been chattering and nattering and blathering ever since you arrived here. You've never stopped. Now, Malcolm here, he's a man of few words, and what he says makes sense. It's concise and straight to the point.
She's not here. She's not here. Where is she? She's gone. She's not here. She's not here. Oh, dear, she's not here.
I think he's trying to tell us she's not here.
Shut up. Susan's gone down to the village, Malcolm. She'll be back soon.
She's very nice, is Susan. I like Susan. She's docile and gentle. Nice ears and all her own teeth.
Listen to him. He sounds like he's talking about a pet donkey.
Shut your wee mouth, you gobbin, you... If you want to go and meet Susan, Malcolm, didn't they let us detain ye?
Ta.
You're welcome. You know the way to the village, do ye?
I've been before. I have business there.
Now bring Susan back for lunch at 1, Malcolm.
Aye.
Hey, would you fetch me some tobacco, Malcolm?
Aye.
And some fourpenny stamps for me, please, Malcolm.
Aye. Is there anything I can do for the boy in the village?
Hi. Swap our Susan for a set of bagpipes.
Hold your tongue.
I canna. It's slippery.
Away you go, Malcolm. We'll see you later.
Hi. Hope I meet Susan before she sets off back.
Ah, oh, now. What a fine boy he is, eh? And what a tragedy. All that noble Scottish blood going to waste. No wife and him nearly 30. So when he gets older, who's going to wash his socks and feed his hens? Sir, so it doesn't bear thinking about.
I'll just go and watch him go at the window.
You know, Angus, he does talk about Susan quite a deal.
Aye, and she not married yet either. Still going round with that gomeral Alfie Hall. Tiach, it's enough to bring tears to a glass eye.
Oh, look. Look, Uncle Angus. Nobody's perfect. I mean, not even Alfie.
Ah, there's Malcolm getting ready to drive off. Padlock undone on the front wheel. Padlock undone on the back wheel. Padlock undone on the steering. And now he gets on his bike. Now he's on. Now he's off. Well, that seat must be cold in a kilt.
That Hall, he's an idiot. Susan must be mad. If she marries him, we'll all regret it. Still, it's no affair of mine. Why should I care that Malcolm has the brains of 10 Alfie Halls?
You wouldn't think so if you could see him now. He's just ridden straight into the duck pond.
Hello, Mother. Hey, this is Malcolm here. I'm telephoning from Uncle Angus's cottage. I've bought the pig. She's a fine fat sow. Hey, will you tell Ian to come over tomorrow in the jeep to pick her up? Aye, Mother, I'll be ready to leave with her about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
To leave with who, Malcolm? Where are you going? doing?
Yeah, just a minute, Mother. Hold on. Now, listen, boy, not that it's any of your business, but I'm going home. And if you don't mind, my mother's hanging on the line.
Oh, well, she should be dry now. Take her down.
Aren't you the clever one?
Hey, I'm all there with my old keeks.
Look, my mother's on the telephone and I'd like to speak to her.
Well, it's easy. Just put the phone to your mouth and say, Mama.
Don't be impertinent and go away. This is a private call. I don't want you listening to what I'm going to say.
Why, is it naughty? All right, I'm going. Keep your kilt on.
And close that door.
All right. It's not my fault if it accidentally blows open again.
I'm sorry, Mother. I was interrupted by an impudent young cousin of mine, Jimmy the wee Sassenach imp.
That's better than being a Scotch twit.
You know, it's hard to believe that he's the brother of that beautiful young lady, Susan.
He's as daft as Dickie McDotty.
You're right, Mother. Phone calls do cost money. Well, as I said, if you send a jeep for 8 o'clock, I'll bring her home with me tomorrow.
Hello? So Scraggy Susan's going with Malcolm Muckspreader, is she?
Hi, Mother. I'm sure you'll approve of my choice. She's a well-built sow with plenty of meat on her haunches.
If she heard that, Susan would kill him.
Aye, well, if she turns out to be a good mother, next year I'll come back here and get myself another one.
He's a bigoramist. If me grandad heard that, he'd kill him.
The old man wanted £40 for her, but I got him to take 30.
Me grandad sold her. If me mum heard that, she'd kill me grandad.
I don't know Susie like I know Susie. Oh, what a girl you. There's none so lassie as this Claire Flassie. I mean, about this fair classie, lassie. Oh, I've lost my soap. Oh, where the heck is it? Oh, I've got something in my eye. Oh, where's a blooming towel? Oh, here it is. Oh, that's better. Oh, if only you have a little bit of soap in your eye, I can sting some. Ma'am, the phone's ringing. I'm in the bath, so I can't answer it, so can you come in and see to it? Well, not come in. I mean, go down then and wash it. But I can't answer it. She's out. Of course, she's gone to the pictures. But Dad, will you see who's on the... Oh, my dad's gone with her. Yeah, I must be going soft. If my head wasn't fastened to me, I'd forget my neck. Me head, I mean. Yeah, all right, hang on, I'm coming. Jack, where's my trousers? I can't wear them, I'm all wet. Well, I'll just wrap a towel around me. Yeah, all right, I'm coming. See, there's no need to keep... Oh, you fooled the county, they're on the phone. Oh, I wonder who it can be. Oh, perhaps it's Susan. Oh, whack, I hope she doesn't ring off. But hang on, Susan, I won't. Help! Oh, me back. Oh, hello. Oh, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, darling.
That's all right, sweetie pie.
I didn't think I'd get... But you're not Susan, you're a boy. Jimmy!
I can see it's no use trying to fool you, Alfie. Anyway, what took you so long to answer the phone? Did you think the bell was in your head?
No, funny. I'm having a bath.
What, in the hall?
Yes. No, I'm not in it. Well, I was, but I had to get out to answer the phone in the bath. In the hall, I mean, the phone's in. Not the bath. It all says, shut up. Yeah, what are you ringing for? I'm cold now.
I'll put some more hot water in.
Yes, I will. I'm not in the bath. I'm in the hall, and I'm going. Goodbye.
Hang on. This is important. It's a matter of life and death.
Life and death. Whose?
Yours. night, you said, I couldn't live without you, Susan.
Yes, I remember. Wait a minute, you weren't there. How do you know?
I just happened to be passing the door and I tripped over the keyhole. Anyway, you said it.
All right, what about it?
Well, if you don't come here and sort out Malcolm the Haggis Basher, he'll be marrying our Susan and you'll be going to your own funeral.
Malcolm the Bagasher is going to... Bagasher. Because Malcolm and Susan... I don't believe it.
I just heard him on the phone telling his mother he was taking Susan to their farm tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Mind, if he sees her that early in the morning, it might put him off. I mean, when she's got her curlers in and no war paint on, she looks like something from Doctor Who.
Now, don't be cheeky. Listen, tell me properly what's happened in a real bath. I'm dripping water all over my mum's carpet.
All right, keep your towel on. Now, just relax. Are you dripping comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Anything else?
No, thank you, Flora.
Not for me, Aunt Flora, thank you.
Does anybody want that last scone?
No, help yourself, Jimmy.
You've had half a dozen already. If you eat any more, you'll burst.
Well, pass the plate and stand well back.
Honestly, I don't know where you put it all.
Oh, it's nice to see a boy eat well.
He's not a boy, he's a human dustbin.
I have to be, to eat the rubbish you cook. You daren't eat anyway. If you get any fatter, that miniskirt will be a belt.
Now, don't be cheeky, and Susan's right. You've had quite enough to eat.
Well, there's nothing else to do but eat. No one to play with, no telly, and it's been pouring with rain all day. Come to Scotland for your holidays and get a glorious tan. Not sunburn, rust.
Aye, the weather has been unfortunate.
Oh, take no notice, Aunt Flora. He's always moaning.
Well, it's all right for you. You've got your boyfriend to go around with.
My boyfriend?
Yes, Swinging Malcolm, the farmyard Jimmy Savile.
You're asking for a good smack, my lad.
Hello. You causing trouble again, Jimmy?
Yes, and I'm no surprise to me.
Here they come, the Brothers Grimm.
What was that, boy?
I said, it's grim, this weather. I mean, I can't go out and play.
Oh, you're right there, son. It's a terrible night.
Aye, but no doubt you will brave the storm, Peter, to get your nightly breath of fresh air in the public bar of the Highland Laddie.
Yes, well, it'd sooner be wet outside than dry inside.
You got something there, Jimmy. Lou Angus, an hour in a pub never did anyone any harm. Long as they know when they stop drinking, and... Well, I know when they stop.
When the pub closes.
Exactly. Now, my lad, that's quite enough from you.
Hello, everyone. It's raining something fierce coming down in Turin.
Hello, Malcolm.
That's funny, Malcolm. You say the rain's coming down.
Oh, of course it's coming down.
Well, our teacher was wrong. He said it rained up in Scotland.
No. When your teacher said that, Jimmy, he didn't mean...
Jimmy knows what he meant. He was trying to be funny.
But why should the teacher try to be funny?
She means Jimmy was taking the mickey.
I'm sorry, but I don't...
He was pulling your leg, man. Pulling your leg.
The teacher was pulling...
Would you like to have a go, ma'am? Try taking you for a ride. That'll fox him.
Oh, you think you're clever, don't you?
Well, compared to your financier, I'm a genius.
Jimmy, for the last time, will you... What? What did you mean, fiancé?
Well, that's what you call him when they're getting married, isn't it?
Who's getting married?
Oh, Susan and Malcolm.
What?
That's marvellous. Why didn't you tell us, Susan?
Because I didn't know. Oh, we're not getting married at all.
Oh, no, we couldn't. I haven't asked my mother.
Jimmy, you shouldn't make up stories like that.
I'm not. I heard Malcolm talking to his mother on the phone. I mean, the door blew open and I heard him say he was taking Susan to live on the farm tomorrow. And he said she wasn't a lady, she was a sow, and she's got fat hunches, and he bought her off me granddad.
Well, she is a sow.
There you are, he said it again.
Well, I'm taking a sow home tomorrow that I've bought. A sow. A pig.
You mean you're marrying a... pig? I mean, it's a pig, a real one. Not like our Susan.
So, you've been eavesdropping again, have you?
And getting hold of the wrong end of the stick, as usual.
Well, Peter, I suggest you get hold of the right end of that belt and let him feel it.
Oh, now, Angus, there's no harm done. The boy just made a wee mistake, that's all.
Oh, heck. Alfie.
What did you say?
I'll go and see who's at the door.
I'll go. We don't want you causing any more trouble.
Well, it must be something urgent for somebody to come out in a night like this.
Maybe he's lost his way. I mean, you know how daft he is.
Who?
Whoever's at the door. I mean, in this weather.
Ah, go inside, will you? Maybe they can understand what you're blethering about.
No, thank you very much, Uncle Agnes. But Auntie Angus, I mean.
Alfie, what are you doing here?
Good heavens, this is a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise, Alfie. Fancy you coming here.
What do you mean? You told me that I had to come...
Well, don't waste time talking. Have a cup of tea before you go back. It's a long ride and you'll have to hurry.
Don't be silly, Jimmy. What brings you here, Alfie?
Grandad. Alfie often goes for a run on his bike after tea.
A run? This is 300 miles from home.
Yes, well, he probably took the wrong turning. Anyway, give him his tea and let him get away.
Will you shut up?
Oh, why did you come, Alfie?
To stop you marrying Malcolm Mangle Worsley. Jimmy told me about it on the phone.
Oh, heck.
So my little brother phoned you, did he?
Yes, in the bath. Not him, me. I spoke to him in the bath. In the hall, I mean, on the phone in the bath after I got out.
Jimmy, come here.
Yes, Grandad. But it's funny, really. I mean, Alfie coming 300 miles in the rain. I mean, it's funny if you think about it. It's funny if you think about... think about it, please.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, John Laurie as Uncle Angus, Molly Weir as Aunt Flora, and Colin Edwin as Malcolm. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I didn't get smacked. Till later. My Aunt Flora spoke up for me. She said I was on me holidays, and Alfie did as well. He said he didn't mind the journey because he could spend a few days with Susan. In fact, afterwards, he was so pleased Susan hadn't left him for Malcolm, he said I'd done him a favour. So I asked him for 2 bob. And that's when I got smacked. Alfie smacked me. After all I've done for him. There's no gratitude. Ta-ra.
Oh, yes, I stood on his foot and he sent it to Jimmy in the post. Not his foot, but a letter. Jimmy got it off the postman at the front gate and put it in his pocket and forgot it. No, not the front gate.
Shut up!
You what?
I mean, I better shut my suitcase. I'll just pop upstairs, Pat. Cheerio, Alfie.
Goodbye, Mr. Sinclair. Well, not goodbye yet. You're not going. But, well, yeah, upstairs, but not to Scotland. But not yet.
And I must say how pleasant it is to hear your cheery wee voice again, Jimmy.
Oh, same to you, Aunt Flora. Many of them. Like I said, I thought I'd just check that you're expecting us.
Aye, indeed we are. Now, what time do you hope to arrive at the cottage?
Well, me grandad said that depends on Uncle Angus.
Oh, well, he's just come in. I'll put him on. It's Jimmy Angus ringing from England. He wants to talk to you.
Right, give it to me, woman. Away and make my supper and turn my bed down. It's nearly 8:30. Hello? Is that you, you wee sassana bundle of trouble?
No, but Alfie's here if you want him.
Want him, that ninny? It's the one bit of news that's really made my holiday. Mr. Hall will be conspicuous by his absence, thank the Lord. Now then, what did you want to ask me?
Well, which order would you like the questions? My spending money first, or the travel arrangements from the station?
The travel arrangements. Come on.
Oh, you'll tell me what spending money you're giving me after, eh?
Aye, hurry up and... You're away already with your trickery. What's this about the travel arrangements from the station?
Well, it was me grandad who asked. He said, will we have to walk the 5 miles with our luggage? Or will that old skinflint let us ride free of charge in his car for once?
Oh, he said that, did he? He's getting cocky in his old age. What other humorous bits of information have you got for me?
Oh, I've told it all to Aunt Flora. What we're bringing with us, what meals we want, which bedrooms and where we want to go every day.
Oh, you've covered quite a bit of ground by the sound of it. How long have you been on this phone?
Oh, about 20 minutes.
What? You mean you've spent the last 20 minutes running up my brother's phone bill? The man who's so mean, they say he once tried to learn walking on his hands to save the cost of his having his shoes repaired.
That's not true. He wouldn't dare walk on his hands. Well, not in his kilt. You see, he doesn't wear anything...
Never mind. I'll bet this phone call's going to cost him a wee fortune. He'll go mad when he finds out.
Oh, I don't think he will.
Why not?
When I put this call through to Aunt Flora, I asked him to reverse the charge.
Ah, good night!
Three days of rain, girls and misery. Oh, I wish Alfie Allard had come with us. I could have taught him sword dancing in his bare feet.
When the letter arrived, it gave us quite a surprise.
You mean there was a stamp on it?
Oh, would some power the gift of gears to spank this wee small boy before us.
Oh, Angus, behave.
I'll smack you. I'm warning you.
Yes, he'll be here tomorrow, and then he'll marry you and take you to his farm. And the next thing you know, you'll hear the patter of tiny little hoofs about the farmhouse. He'll give you some calves for a wedding present.
I haven't asked my mother.
Now, Jimmy, you shouldn't make up stories like that.
I'm not. I heard Malcolm talking to his mother on the phone. I mean, the door blew open and I heard him say when he was taking Susan to live on the farm tomorrow. And he said she wasn't a lady, she was a sow, and she's got fat hunches, and he bought her off me grandad.
Well, she is a sow.
There you are, he said it again.
No, I'm taking a sow home tomorrow that I've bought. A sow. A pig.
You mean you're marrying her? new one. Not like our Susan.
So, you've been eavesdropping again, have you?
And getting hold of the wrong end of the stick, as usual.
Well, Peter, I suggest you get hold of the right end of that belt and let him feel it.
Oh, no, Angus, there's no harm done. The boy...